guys, it's Tammy. Well, I'm so excited to have you with me through this series of my book, Three Skips and a Jump. You know, so many of you have told me that this book has been so helpful to help you realize what was holding you back from moving forward. My book, Three Skips and a Jump, will literally walk you through the things you need to do to become a woman of influence. So as you listen to this podcast, or possibly you're reading our blogs on my website, TammyHotsonPillar.com, and maybe you're at a season in life right now where you're ready to skip over the things that have been holding you back from your personal best. I wanted to take a moment and tell you a little bit about how this book got its title. You know, many of you know that I'm a life coach. I've been a life coach for over 20 years now, and I've coached women from all over walks of life, from Fortune 500 companies to mothers of empty nesters to entrepreneurs to women in Hollywood that were pursuing acting careers, and I've had the opportunity to coach all types of women. But one day in particular, I had the opportunity to sit down with a woman who told me week after week after week all about her dreams. And she'd always start off with what she dreamed to do, but then she would always move into all of the reasons why she couldn't do it. It was the husband, or it was people hadn't seen her gifts and her abilities. It was her mother or her father, or it was money, or it was always an issue. And I got so tired of hearing her excuses. And I actually had determined that day that I was going to sit down with this client and tell her that she was not looking for a life coach, that really all she was looking for was excuses. I remember that day vividly. I had sat down at Starbucks, and as I was enjoying my latte, I began to think of how I was going to fire her as a client. Yes, you heard me right. We as life coaches can fire our clients. And as I was sitting there, I heard a little bit of noise across the way, and there was a schoolyard full of children laughing and playing. And I noticed in particular three little girls, and they were playing hopscotch. They had their little rocks in their hand, and they were throwing it there on the playground, and they were jumping from one box to another on the hopscotch pad. And all of a sudden, it hit me. Three skips and a jump. And you can be there. I remember thinking, God, why can't life be that easy? Why can't I just skip over all of my problems and jump into my future? And then God said, you can, Tammy. You can choose to skip over resentment and entitlement and punishment, all the things that are keeping you back from your personal best. You can skip over those things and you can jump into the future I have for you. And then it hit me. Yeah, three skips and a jump. I had determined that I was going to sit down with this client, and I was going to explain to her that unless she was ready to skip over her problems, that we really had no future to jump into. So as Emily showed up that day to meet with me, I made a little hopscotch pad right there on a piece of paper, and I showed her that there were things keeping her from her personal future. There were things keeping her from her personal best. And if she was not willing to skip over simple things like entitlement or resentment or punishment, that she would never have a future. And right there, I remember she looking at me and saying, you're right. I am making excuses for why I can't move ahead. And from that, ladies, really was birthed this book that I wrote called Three Skips and a Jump. So what I want to do in our time together over the next 9 weeks is I want to work with you through my book, Three Skips and a Jump. You can find the book on my website. You can find it on Amazon. It's actually a coaching book to help you become the woman of influence that God created you to be. And I systematically walk with you over the things you need to skip over and how you can jump into your future. So the first thing I want to do is I want to help you learn how to skip over entitlement. Let me first begin by telling you what the definition of skip is. Skip means to pass from one point, thing, or subject into another, disregarding or omitting what interferes. That means you are intentional about skipping over things, a subject or a thing or a certain point, that you are intentional about skipping over it, you disregard or you omit whatever interferes with you moving forward. Girlfriend, if you're not willing to skip over the pain, the hurt, the past, so many women come to me and all they want to do is talk about their problem. You don't understand, Tammy. You don't know what I went through. No, I may not. And I really don't want to, because it's not about the crisis. It's about the process. We could sit here all day and talk about an abusive husband or an alcoholic father or whatever issue is. You were abused or abandoned or victimized. And yes, that is a part of your life. You need to address it. You might need some counseling. But as a life coach, what I do is I help you move forward from that point, skipping over those things that are keeping you from being the woman of influence that God has caused you to be. So what I want you to know today is that we're going to skip over number one, entitlement. The definition of entitlement means the condition of having a right to have, do, or get something. The feeling or belief that you deserve to be given something, such as a special privilege. Ladies, we live in a day of entitlement where we feel entitled to something. Because someone has hurt me, abused me, not noticed me, not used me in the right way, then I am entitled to my opinion. This culture is killing our society today. And until you come to the point that you are willing to skip over that thought in your mind that you have the right for something, you will stay stuck in entitlement. I walk you through the book a little bit and I tell you some actual stories of either clients or situations that I've worked with that are keeping you and having this mindset of entitlement. I'm walking through the book right now. I have the book in front of me, and on page 19, I talk about the entitlement to have a college education. Ladies, this is crazy. I used to live on the East Coast in New Jersey, and I'll never forget when the headlines came out in the paper one day of a young girl from Morristown, New Jersey, and it was an article about how she was suing her parents because she was entitled to a college education. What had happened in the story was this girl at the age of 7 had lived somewhat of a party life, and her parents were quite conservative. They did not allow her. They restricted her and didn't let her have this party life. So she moved out of the home her senior year of high school. She moved in with a party family. She finished out high school. And then she decided that she was going to sue her parents for a college education because they had the money to give her an education. It went actually to court. And let me tell you what, when you have an attitude of entitlement that your parents owe you a college education, that is the very definition of entitlement. I walk through crazy stories. I also tell you the story of I was researching the book on entitlement and different crazy stories on entitlement. And literally, there is a whole article on how you should feel entitled to quit your job, and you can do that on Facebook. If you don't know how to tell your boss that you don't want to come to work, why go face-to-face and have to tell him? Just do it on Facebook. Just send him a private message and say, I quit. What happened to integrity? What happened to character? What happened to responsibility? Ladies, these are things that we no longer see in society today, and we are creating a culture of entitlement. We are raising up a generation of children who feel they are entitled to opinion. They are entitled to rights. They are entitled to attitude. They are entitled to action. My husband and I were out the other day, and we were walking in the department store, and he held the door open for the woman walking in behind us. And she walked through as though it was an entree to her kingdom. She never looked at my husband. She never said thank you. She just walked through. Now, interesting enough, my husband and I began to dialogue about how this woman felt that she had the right to have a door opened by a gentleman, but she did not even have to turn around and say thank you. Now, let me tell you how this pays, it kind of plays out, because my husband looked at me. He said, everything in me wanted to trip her as she came through the door because she did not acknowledge him. She did not look at him. She did not say thank you. I wanted her to say thank you to my husband. It was kind for my husband to do that, but everything rose up in him. Now, he had an entitled attitude that she should have said thank you. See how entitlement works? We pass on this attitude of entitlement. Now, he felt entitled. And as we're walking through the mall, I said, you know, babe, why did you open the door for her? He said, well, I thought it was the right thing to do. Then I said, then that should have been enough for you. Not that you should have felt entitled to a thank you. If we have an attitude to do something kind to someone or for someone, we do that out of a culture of who we are. We do that out of a character of who we are. I walk you through a story in the book, and it was an interesting story because it's a story of Jacob and Rachel in the book of Genesis. And Jacob marries Rachel. Many of you may know the story. There were two sisters. He loved the younger sister, Rachel. He wanted to marry her, but the father, Laban, had set it up in such a way that he made her marry Leah, the oldest sister, first. And then he agreed to work another 7 years for the younger sister, Rachel, because that's who he really loved and really wanted to work for. So for 14 years, Jacob worked for this father-in-law, Laban. And then he had had enough. He felt entitled. He had worked. He had done his part. So he took off in the night with the two daughters, which are now his wives, and all that he had worked for, and he took off. It's an interesting story. And ladies, I love to read the Word of God kind of in a relevant way, like, how does this apply to me today? And he takes off, and the father-in-law gets so mad when he wakes up the next morning and he sees that his two daughters and son-in-law have taken off. They leave, they run. The papa, father, Laban catches up with them, and he's angry. But honestly, they had a right to leave. They had worked. Jacob had done everything he said he would do for the father-in-law. But here's where entitlement sets in. His wife, Rachel, was so angry at her father for what he had done that when father had caught up to them, she had stolen all of his idols, all of the foreign gods, all of his golden idols. Because why? She felt entitled to. She had been hurt by her father, and she was going to get even with him for all that Daddy Laban had done to set them up. And I began thinking about how we set up people who have hurt us. I want you to go back and read that story in Genesis 31 in the Word of God and begin to ask God, what are you feeling entitled to by a family member, a father, a mother, a sibling? Begin to read the Word of God and say, God, how are you working this in my life? What do you need to teach me? Ladies, you may feel entitled, and you rightly may be. Maybe you have worked hard and you have done your part and you have been a woman of character and integrity and honor and truth. And ladies, when you are that woman, you are that woman for God, not for the person. I want to be a woman of influence with integrity and honor and character. And when I do something, it's not because I am entitled to do it. It is because the God of the universe that loves me, the Holy Spirit that I have a personal relationship with, has called me to honor and integrity. I never want to have an attitude of entitlement because it will get me every time. I write in the book here, once you open yourself up to think you deserve something, then your mind starts to fill up with thoughts of entitlement every time. I cannot open myself up to an attitude of entitlement. So what I want to ask you right now as we begin to work through this chapter, the first chapter of Three Skips and a Jump, are you willing to skip over an attitude of entitlement? Release feelings of entitlement. If I walk a walk with God, the God of the universe that knows me, loves me, called me, equipped me, the precious Holy Spirit that is my guide and is my comforter, is my leader, if I walk under the power of the Holy Spirit, then the things I do in my life every day for others, I do because God's called me, equipped me, destined me, and designed me to do so, not because I'm expecting something from someone else. My friend, if you expect something from someone else, you will be disappointed every time. What I want you to know, I've also said this in the book, I think it's so good. Whatever reality you are trying to escape today will inevitably be knocking at your door tomorrow morning. You can never fill the void in your life with anything or anyone other than the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to encourage you right now. What is it in your life? Let me ask you, the coaching tools that you will find in this book will begin to ask you, what do you feel entitled to right now? Maybe you say, I feel entitled to a good marriage. I've been a good wife. I've been a faithful wife. Maybe you feel entitled to that. Can you take that to Jesus right now? Can you write that down and say, Holy Spirit, I've done all I know to do to love my man, to love my children, to be a good mother. You know, I've done all I need to do in the workplace. And you ask yourself, how come my boss hasn't noticed me? How come I haven't gotten the raise? I'm entitled to a raise. I've been a good employee. I want you to walk through every area of your life. If it's your children or your spouse or your boss or your friends, I've been a faithful friend, God. Where are my friends? Why aren't they walking with me when I need them most? Let me tell you, my friend, until you skip over an attitude of entitlement, you will never, ever, ever be set free to be filled with the love of God, to walk with a life of purity and character until you let go of entitlement. I want you to go to my website, TammyHodsonPillar.com, and you'll find portions of my book, Three Skips and a Jump, and you can begin to download this. Or as I said, you can go to Amazon and you can check out Three Skips and a Jump. I'm going to encourage you to get this book and work through the exercises. We will take some time to walk through, as I said, chapter by chapter. But number one, right now, let me ask you, are you willing to skip over right now, skip over entitlement and skip into the arms of a loving God that will lead you and fill you in a way no one, no husband, no child, no boss, no colleague, no friend can ever fill? Will you release your feelings of entitlement and be the woman of character and integrity that God has called you to be? Well, I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I again want you to check out my blog site at TammyHodsonPillar.com, where we will be blogging about Three Skips and a Jump. I would love to hear from you. You can email me at Tammy@influencechurch.org, or just check me out right on my website, Tammy at TammyHodsonPillar.com, and send me some areas that you struggle with. Send me your story. Let's dialogue a little bit with what God's doing in your life. And together, we will skip over the things that the enemy tries to trip us up with, and we will jump into the future that God has for us. Have a great day. I look forward to hearing from you. God bless.